So, Joe, there's a bunch of different levels of things to do. One of them would be identify the 251s in every key, like on a separate sheet, right? D minor 7, G 7, C major 7. That's 251 key of C. Yeah. And underneath that, you would write G minor 7, C 7, F major 7. That's number one. I'm giving you stuff to do.
Good.
This will take you long, maybe many months or maybe not. Doesn't really matter as long as you do it and have fun. Second thing, play those arpeggios. So you would actually, in the case of C, you would play. You would know that the two is D minor 7, and you would have to figure out what those four notes are.
Okay.
It'd be D F. If you skip every other note, it's D F A and C. And you would play that on your horn, followed by G, B, D, and F would be a G7.
But recognizing that's what it's called at the bass, right? D minor 7, okay, and then it's every other.
Right, and then the last chord would be C, E, G, and B. And it would sound like this. It would sound like this, 3, 4. Now what do you do with that? So this is step three. Step three is, you play around, like you put on some backing track or something, or use Band in a Box or whatever, you know, and you can play along.
Nice.
The chords move like this, and you can still use your C major scale. And that's all well and good, but you could also arpeggiate. Now you can hear the movement of the chord in there.
Yeah.
All right. And then that's third thing. Fourth thing to do is just zero in on the third of the two chord to the seventh. No, the seventh of the two chord to the third of the five chord, which in this case is C to B. It's always tonic to leading tone, meaning.
Wait, C to B, I'm seeing A to B.
I know, but I'm in the key of C in this example. And so it's always tonic, which is C, and leading tone, which is the note right behind it.
Okay.
So you play C over the 2 chord and tonic over the 5 chord, so it'll sound like this, 3, 4. Of course, I played other stuff around it, but that was the nucleus of my thinking. That'll keep you busy.
So you said tonic and then the
leading tone, the 7 scale degree. The tonic is the tonic of the key is the 7th of the 2 chord. And the leading tone is the third of the 5 chord. You'll get used to that. But only after you do the other stuff. It's a lot. And then the final step after all that is you take 8 to 7, like we just did over the 2-5, and then 4 to 3 over the 5-1. And why is it 4 to 3? Because the note F, the fourth note in the key of C, is the 7th of the 5 chord, and the E is the 3 of the 1 chord. So, repeating, the 2-5 we did 7 to 3, and then over the 5 to 1 we did 7 to 3, and it just sounds like that. So, let me demonstrate that again. So, you heard to. Solved it. I'm still just using C major.
Okay.
So with just that one, I know it sounds like a lot, but just that one device, now all of a sudden, your lines have all this forward motion instead of just...
Right.
So we're bridging the gap between your playing horizontally, which means in the key and ignoring the chord changes, to vertically, which is starting to address the chord changes.
Okay.
It's a big...